Softly, written by Isozyme, read by Catalina Hart. A story in which Meng Yao breaks Nie Mingzhe's dick for fun and profit.
How low were you willing to go before you reach all your selfish goals? Punchline after punchline.
When Meng Yao looks at Nie Mingzhe, his heart fills with tenderness and he despises it. The warm feeling makes him yearn for approval and forget to fear the power the clan leader holds over him. Begging for approval from a position of weakness is how someone like Meng Yao gets thrown down the stairs again. He's won on everything he holds dear. That indignity will never be repeated. The worst of that long, tumbling fall hadn't been the bone-deep bruises or the moment his head cracked against stone so hard he thought for a blinding second that he died, but the red friction burn on his cheek from where he skidded on the carpet of the landing. It was a grace note of shame to be scraped raw by luxury. Now he knows the only way to be safe is to make sure he's always the man at the top of the steps staring down. Nie Mingzhe is both a tool to that end and a danger, and that means Meng Yao can't fall into softness. It's unfair. If he had his birthright, there would be no need to harden himself against Nie Mingzhe. He could just enjoy how Nie Mingzhe would wrap a large hand around his upper arm and, scowling protectively, demand that Meng Yao eat more meat so he wouldn't be so thin. When Nie Mingzhe squinted at one of Yu Ziyun's barbed letters, rubbed his temples and complained that the woman would never just say what she wanted, Meng Yao could translate for him without worrying that he was giving away skills that he might need later. And most of all, when he said something clever and Nie Mingzhe graced him with one of his rare public smiles, it would be easy to be in love. From Meng Yao's station, many types of power are inaccessible. In a contest of cultivation, political clout or physical strength, he'll lose. But he's always set an eye for where a man's soft underbelly lies. Nie Mingzhe is such a pinnacle of virility. It would be a shame if anything happened to disturb that. There are little tricks of cultivation that even a whore can learn. The one Meng Yao plans to employ is often dangerous to use with a client. Some men are violent when they cannot move themselves to rise, and the loss of payment for services is sometimes as bad as a beating, pain not avoided, only delayed until it morphed into hunger. But there are times it's worth the risk. There are things worse than bruises. Now, the twist of spiritual energy that makes a cock soft and keeps it that way is a tool in Meng Yao's arsenal, like so many of the things he learned from his mother. He applies it while Nie Mingzhe sleeps, in the moments of stillness before he rises from the clan leader's bed. Then Meng Yao wraps himself layer by layer in his discarded robes until he's armored again. He uses Nie Mingzhe's comb to brush out his hair, plucking a few strands to leave tangled in its teeth so that Nie Mingzhe will see the traces he's left when he wakes. Meng Yao hopes it's enough to make Nie Mingzhe decide to touch his cock. Let him discover his impotence alone and confused. It's cruel but necessary. Meng Yao will comfort him, of course. He can be very kind when need be. The beauty of Nie Mingzhe is that he wants Meng Yao all the time. If Meng Yao tips his head to the side, Nie Mingzhe's eyes follow the line of his neck. If he licks the tip of his brush to better form the bristles into a point, Nie Mingzhe's breath comes faster. It doesn't take much. The next afternoon, Meng Yao gathers an armful of weighted wooden practice blades from the training yard and hurries along, letting the strenuous task make him sweat. He waits a moment, getting the timing right, then ducks his head and trots forward just as Nie Mingzhe rounds a corner into his path. As expected, Nie Mingzhe never looks where he's going. Meng Yao collides with him and drops the practice blades to the ground. Chi Feng Sun? He says in alarm. I didn't mean to. Forgive me, forgive me. His tired muscles tremble as he bends to gather the fallen blades. He has no need to fabricate weakness, Meng Yao thinks bitterly. With a brief glance side to side to make certain no one is watching, Nia Mingzhe reaches down to help. Nia Zongju, Meng Yao says, pushing Nia Mingzhe up and away with flustered hands. It's beneath you to help one such as me like this. Please, it's no trouble.
You fatigued yourself,
Nia Mingzhe replies. He puts a hand underneath Meng Yao's elbow to haul him upright without much grace. Meng Yao sways and braces his palm against Nia Mingzhe's chest to steady himself, then snatches it away as if burned. I am capable, he says, looking down with a flush. Nia Mingzhe lifts Meng Yao's chin with a gentle hand on his jaw. Meng Yao parts his lips, allows his breath to come audibly. Nia Mingzhe's blunt fingers trace up along his hairline, wiping away sweat. They're cool against Meng Yao's overheated skin.
I know you are capable, Nia Mingzhe says slowly. You have nothing to prove to me.
Hesitantly, Meng Yao puts his hand back on Nia Mingzhe's chest and lets his weight rest more heavily on him. Nia Mingzhe is solid as a post. His hand drifts down to Meng Yao's cheek, his thumb just brushing the corner of his mouth.
We're in public, Meng Yao whispers, even though he burns to drop to his knees and suck Nia Mingzhe's soft cock right where they stand. It would be so much easier if he didn't want Nia Mingzhe as much as Nia Mingzhe wanted him. Meng Yao is as much a victim of his own desires as he was of the world.
Later we won't be. I can wait,
Nia Mingzhe says, even as he nudges the tip of his thumb against the corner of Meng Yao's parted lips, seeking entry. Meng Yao allows it, brushes his tongue briefly against Nia Mingzhe's skin. Then he draws away.
I have tasks, Meng Yao says. He bows, but doesn't drop his gaze, instead letting his eyes linger on Nia Mingzhe's, laden with promise. Then he crouches again and gathers his dropped armful of weighted blades. This time, Nia Mingzhe stays standing and simply watches his hands as he works. Nia Mingzhe clears the throat.
Tonight, he says firmly, then walks swiftly away.
Tonight, Nia Mingzhe gets taken down a peg, which is the equivalent of Meng Yao moving up the same amount. Meng Yao finds him in his rooms, not much after dark. It's summer and the days are long, so he's had time to complete the lion's share of his mundane work before coming here. As Meng Yao enters, Nia Mingzhe is writing a letter in his crisp, powerful handwriting, each character fit for carving into stone. It's too long a missive to be for anyone except...
Writing to Lan Zongju?
Meng Yao asks quietly. Nia Mingzhe flinches subtly. He feels guilty being besotted with his friend in front of Meng Yao, even though there's no reason for Meng Yao to expect exclusivity. Maybe it's not guilt, but shyness at being caught longing.
Yes, he answers, then cleans his brush briskly and stows a half-finished letter in his writing case.
Someday, Meng Yao will have to push on that sore spot and see where it leads him. For now, he slides the door shut behind him and steps fully into Nia Mingzhe's space.
Come kiss me, he asks.
In barely a moment, Nia Mingzhe's hands are in his hair and his mouth is hot on his own. Meng Yao drapes himself against him, encircling his neck with his arms. Nia Mingzhe makes him feel light, delicate. It's almost good. Many of the world's finest treasures are exquisitely breakable. What is the point of a vase made of porcelain so thin that light bleeds through it like silk if not to evoke a desire to protect and cherish? If Meng Yao didn't know what it was like to be dashed against the ground and shatter, maybe he would be satisfied to live like that, beloved and precarious.
Thought of fucking you all day, Nia Mingzhe says, hands sliding down the back of Meng Yao's robes.
I'm sorry, Nia Zongju, that you'll be unable to fulfill that desire tonight, Meng Yao thinks.
Yes, he gasps aloud. I want that. I want you inside me. He kisses Nia Mingzhe fiercely, opens his mouth to share his breath, lets the coarseness of Nia Mingzhe's mustache rub against his upper lip until it tingles.
He waits until he's half-hard, then takes one of Niamingdre's hands and drags it to the front of his robes where he can needily grind into his palm. Niamingdre groans appreciatively. Delicately, Meng Yao navigates Niamingdre's complex robes until he can slip a hand inside and cup Niamingdre's limp cock. The touch draws a half-startled noise out of Niamingdre's mouth. He's usually quick to harden and wouldn't expect to be complete soft at this point in the proceedings. Meng Yao withdraws himself and looks up with concern. Did I do something wrong? Niamingdre shakes his head, brow furrowed. He sticks a hand down his pants to feel for himself and frowns more deeply.
I must be more unsettled by the rumors coming from Qi Shan Wen than I thought, he says, then looks at Meng Yao with apology written broadly on his face. I'm sorry, it's my fault.
It's no matter, Meng Yao says, stretching up to kiss him lightly. Sit on the bed, relax, and I'll take care of you. One of Meng Yao's strengths is frank assessment of his own skills, and he's well aware his cocksucking is virtuosic. Practice is part of what honed his mouth into a devastating experience, but more importantly than that, he genuinely loves the feeling of a cock heavy on his tongue. Enthusiasm pays dividends in this arena, and Meng Yao has it to spare. The contemptuous thoughts other men think when they look at his long-lashed eyes and fragile wrists are all correct. He kneels for powerful men and he likes it. He makes them so fucking grateful that when he'll touch them, they're stupid with it. He could cut their throats, and as long as his lips were stretched around their dick at the same time, they'd say thank you and ask for it again while the lifeblood bubbled out of them. He tucks himself between Niamingdre's knees in a way that makes the skirts of his robes fall like petals around him. He makes himself into the image of something beautiful, skin soft and easily bruised. Niamingdre's limp cock looks achingly vulnerable as Meng Yao pulls his clothes open. The shaft falls silently to one side, balls half hidden and hanging low behind it. Meng Yao runs his fingernails through the wiry pubic hair at the apex of Niamingdre's thighs, then cups Niamingdre intimately, hefting and rolling him in his palm. He's soft and malleable. It would be easy to pinch or twist.
You don't have to. Maybe it would be better if... Niamingdre says, voice already thick and affected.
So ashamed from just this. Meng Yao shivers with desire to feel the physical source of that shame in his mouth.
Hush, Meng Yao says. It'll take a little extra attention, that's all.
Niamingdre isn't escaping this trap so easily. Meng Yao licks him wetly, then explores the edge of Niamingdre's foreskin with his tongue. Niamingdre coughs and shifts. The sensation must be unfamiliar. Meng Yao has sucked plenty of men who took their time to rise, but Niamingdre is a virile man, young and eager. He must be so confused by how his body is failing him. It's easy to control him like this. Niamingdre can flex his hips as much as he likes, but there is no leverage to dislodge Meng Yao as he mouths torturously gently at the head of his cock. Meng Yao runs through every trick he knows to make a cock harden. He forgets himself a few times and becomes genuinely frustrated that his efforts aren't having the expected effect, then remembers what he's done to Niamingdre with a zing of pleasure. They try different positions. Meng Yao brings Niamingdre a cup of soothing tea and sucks him slowly while he drinks it. He adds oil and tries with his hands. Niamingdre's stubbornly soft dick starts to get red at the tip, not from blood rushing in to fill it, but from the chafing of his skin. The sounds Niamingdre makes etch closer to tears. Meng Yao needs to be careful now. He wants Niamingdre frustrated and aching, but not angry.
That's enough, Niamingdre says at long last. He pulls away, then rubs one hand over his eyes and uses the other to shield his oversensitive cock from Meng Yao. This isn't doing anything for you.
It is, in fact, doing quite a lot for Meng Yao, although Niamingdre can't know that.
I'm not going to be able to give you what you want tonight, so there's no reason to keep trying, Niamingdre says.
He sounds so small. Meng Yao wonders how he likes it, being the one lacking. Meng Yao could tell him a thing or two about the experience. and little Hoisang could as well. Lie down then, Meng Yao says and coaxes Nia Mingzhe over on his side, so that Meng Yao can fit himself into the curl of his body. Behind him, Nia Mingzhe props his head up on one hand so he can peer over Meng Yao's shoulder. The other hand he reaches around to rub up and down Meng Yao's bare chest, slow and soothing. Meng Yao rolls his hips so his ass rubs against Nia Mingzhe's impotent dick and sighs happily. Nia Mingzhe wants to come and can't, wants to fuck him and can't, wants to be the man in bed and can't, all without Meng Yao having to tell him no. He has the object of his desire close and willing, and there is absolutely nothing he can do to take it. What? Nia Mingzhe asks when Meng Yao sighs again, shifting away so Meng Yao has to chase the warmth of his chest against his back. Instead of answering immediately, Meng Yao takes Nia Mingzhe's free hand with his own and draws it up to his chin to kiss each of his knuckles. I like being close to you, like this, he says. Even if you can't, well, I'm still here in your arms. You'll always find a way to be good to me. To indicate exactly what he'd like, Meng Yao turns Nia Mingzhe's hand over and spits in his palm, then guides it down to where his cock is full and straining between his legs. Feel what I have that you don't, Meng Yao thinks. Then he thinks of nothing for a moment as Nia Mingzhe's large hand wraps around him, spits slick and familiar. He makes encouraging noises, squirms until Nia Mingzhe throws a heavy leg over him to hold him still. When Nia Mingzhe's touch gets too dry, Meng Yao makes him pause so he can suck on his fingers messily until the slide is comfortable again. He takes his time letting his pleasure build, sinking into the feeling. He's won tonight's game. Now he can spend a moment being the person Nia Mingzhe thinks he is. The clan leader's narrow-boned and wounded bird, a soft body of bright potential, content to be safe here in the harbor of his lover's arms despite the storms outside. He resents how good it feels, how easy it would be to place himself permanently at Nia Mingzhe's mercy and trust that he'd be elevated to the status his merit deserves. So far, Nia Mingzhe has given Meng Yao everything he's earned and more. Every piece of evidence supports that Nia Mingzhe is worthy of such faith. But no wealth of evidence will refute the law of Meng Yao's world. Give a man power and eventually he will use it. That's perfect. Good. Just like that, Meng Yao whispers. He's so warm, burning from the friction of Nia Mingzhe's skin. Like that, Nia Mingzhe echoes when Meng Yao starts to twist and gasp his way towards orgasm. Exquisite. My lovely Meng Yao, just like that, I've got you. He comes like that, Nia Mingzhe's voice whispering praise in his ear, hot breath and wet touches sending him flying. Nia Mingzhe kisses his neck. To Meng Yao's surprise, Nia Mingzhe has managed to get half-heart behind him, which truly ought to be impossible. With cultivation as strong as Zhe Fengsun's and a compelling enough reason, apparently anything can be overcome. The erection softens again before he can reach back and get a hand on it, Meng Yao's power reasserting itself. Still, that Nia Mingzhe was moved so much just by watching Meng Yao come is a compliment that appeals strongly to his vanity. Are you satisfied? Nia Mingzhe asks. Zhe Fengsun is so selfless, Meng Yao says, too relaxed to put more than a little poison behind his words. He is sated by this game, even beyond his expectations. I am touched that you cared for me even without a reward to yourself. There was a reward, Nia Mingzhe says roughly. Meng Yao rolls to face him, not certain what that means. Nia Mingzhe's smile lacks the resentment Meng Yao thought it would have. Instead, he thinks he reads adoration in the quirk of Nia Mingzhe's mouth. I get to see you like this. The world slips sideways under Meng Yao, confronted by the reality that Nia Mingzhe is happy? Content? How could he have enjoyed himself despite his broken dick? Nia Mingzhe is patting his hair, humming snatches of a marching tune under his breath. Why? He'd been so uncomfortable before, exactly where Meng Yao wanted him, Surely that was where Meng Yao wanted him. And then he touched Meng Yao so well and stopped minding that his own cock didn't work.
What are these tears? Nia Mingzhe asks, wiping under Meng Yao's eyes with a clumsy knuckle. Did I?
No, Meng Yao says quickly, horrified at how he's losing control. I simply thought you may resent it.
Do you think I take you to bed only as something to use to pleasure myself?
Nia Mingzhe asks, gently with dismay. He kisses Meng Yao's eyelids. It makes him shiver.
I would never.
Meng Yao loves him so much it's terrible. Nia Mingzhe falls asleep soon after that, Meng Yao still cradled in his arms. He's heavy and mildly sweaty. Meng Yao sighs and unknots a piece of magic keeping Nia Mingzhe's cock soft. If he leaves it on too long, Nia Mingzhe might go to a doctor and discover the artificial snarl in his energy flow. Next time he'll have to act less satisfied. He can use this as a weapon, turn it into leverage, something, surely. Meng Yao can't allow himself to enjoy Nia Mingzhe touching him just because he likes to watch Meng Yao falling into ecstasy under his hands. He can't imagine how it would be to have Nia Mingzhe fuck him with his fingers because his cock won't rise to do the job for him, or picture spilling himself in his bed every night while Nia Mingzhe's release waits for his command because if he thinks of it then he'll want it. It's too late, of course. He already wants it. Sometimes he wishes he could carve himself open and remove every part of himself that's saddled with such headstrong desires. In other moments, he fantasizes about ruining Nia Mingzhe until there's nothing noble left for Meng Yao's disobedient heart to pine after. Now he untangles himself from Nia Mingzhe's sprawled limbs. He rises, then rides the bedding around Nia Mingzhe's body. He replaces his clothing piece by piece. He brushes his hair with Nia Mingzhe's comb, leaving a few strands behind. Across the room, Nia Mingzhe rolls over in his sleep, adjusting to the empty bed. He grumbles and scratches his balls without fully waking, then lapses back into stillness. Endearing even in sleep. Meng Yao will always do what's necessary, because that's the kind of person he is. That's the person he needs to be. The end.